Welcome to the very first episode of the Baby Food for Busy Moms podcast. I am so grateful that you are tuning in because I know your time is so valuable. Today's episode is all about why I feel so passionately about judgment-free infant feeding and why I've dedicated my life to helping moms like you feel good about feeding their babies, even when their feeding journey doesn't go as expected. Again, thanks for joining and let's dig in. Welcome to the Baby Food for Busy Moms podcast, where you will get the knowledge you need and the support you deserve so you can finally feel good about feeding your baby, whether you're breastfeeding, formula feeding, or offering solids. I'm your host, Erin Moore, a mom of two boys, a practicing pediatric nurse practitioner, and a lactation counselor with years of experience helping moms feed their babies. Tune in each week for bite-sized, judgment-free education you can trust. All with the busy mom in mind. Before we start, this podcast does not provide medical advice. Information on the podcast is for educational purposes only, and no information on the podcast or my website is intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. I am a pediatric nurse practitioner and a lactation counselor, but I am not your baby's NP or CLC. Please consult your pediatric provider for any questions. Hi there. You are listening to the very first episode of the Baby Food for Busy Moms podcast. I know as a mom, your time is so valuable. I also know that if you're listening, you believe that there should be no judgment when it comes to how we feed our babies. With that, I want to thank you for being here with me. I want to thank you for showing kindness, compassion, and lifting other moms up, even if their feeding journeys are looking a little bit different than yours. I'm your host, Erin Moore. I'm a practicing nurse practitioner, a certified lactation counselor in Austin, Texas, with a deep passion for infant feeding and maternal mental health issues. I've worked in all different fields of pediatrics. So I worked as a PICU step-down nurse for 3 years, and then I've been a nurse practitioner for over 10, always working with babies and kids and serving parents in a pediatric office, probably similar to where you send your baby. And, well, I know how hard feeding babies was because I saw it every day in clinic. I would hear and talk to moms who were just having a lot of difficulty with feeling good and supported and getting the help that they deserved with their feeding issues. So even though I saw it, I had a little bit of arrogance. I'm like, okay, I was pregnant with Max, and I literally told my coworker that being pregnant's hard, but when I become a mom, I got it down, right? I help moms all the time in clinic. I see babies. I'm assessing them. I know their growth and development. So I'm like, motherhood, it should be a piece of cake. Well, fun for me. I delivered Max in January of 2020. So, you know, right before the pandemic, and I was already freaked out about having a baby during the middle of cold and flu season. And then here we are delivering a baby right before a global pandemic. So when I had Max, I was a little bit extra. And that's why I help moms kind of when they are dealing with a lot of like the family dynamics and people wanting to come and visit and kiss the baby and not wash their hands. I am very much here to support you and being like, whatever you feel is right is the right thing to do. So if that's enforcing vaccines for family members or making them wear masks, that is all okay. So anyway, I delivered right before the pandemic. So family got to visit for about 6 weeks before we went into lockdown. And then, yeah, there was just a whole lot of intense emotions working in healthcare and having a newborn during that time. So one of the things that really took me back is that I'm a very social person, yet this village that we hear about was completely taken away from me. So every picture that I had of what my postpartum journey was going to look like was just absolutely completely different. And that was really amplified when I had some feeding issues. So I was going through my certified lactation counselor training and then had to turn to mom Facebook groups. And wow, I felt so shamed and so much judgment and lots of people being like, you're sabotaging your baby's feeding journey. And I'm like, I just want my baby to gain weight. So there was a lot of very, very strong emotions there. So you can feel free to laugh at me because I thought that motherhood was going to be a cakewalk. And here we are, and I'm 4 years in, and I still have my struggles. So I don't know why I was so overconfident. And so I'm posing this question for you. Is your baby's feeding journey going as planned? Is what you expected when you were pregnant what is happening right now? It may look different for every single baby, but I very, very rarely talk to any parents who have a feeding journey that looks picture perfect, or they think that their feeding journey is what they expected it, like, oh, breastfeeding is so natural, or they go into formula feeding and think it'll be really easy. And it's just, there's so many variables. So yeah, mine didn't either. And even though I had that 10 years of experience serving moms, that CLC coursework, it was just really hard. So my big problem came when Max turned 4 months. So he went from the 50th percentile down to the 25th percentile at 4 months. And I'm like, okay, well, we can start solids. Everything will get better. But then unfortunately, between the 4 month visit and the 6 month visit, he gained no weight. Like, I'm talking, he gained like 3 ounces, and I did not see it at all. So he was very fussy that month. We were getting into the swing of things with childcare. We had a nanny. I was returning to work. It was peak COVID. I had no idea that my milk supply had decreased because Max was sleeping somewhat a little bit better at night and we weren't feeding anymore. So the feelings, those like intense feelings when he was weighed, trying to hold back my tears, not cry in front of my coworkers during this like really emotional time. And then also these feelings where I'm like, oh my gosh, did he not get enough calories to support his brain growth? Is he going to be developmentally delayed because he didn't get enough nutrients? It's just all just so much. And you know, I had no village. I didn't have that feeding support that I felt like I could have really benefited from because I was scared to go into public. I was scared to see a lactation counselor because I didn't want to risk my baby getting sick. Like, this was the days where I was coming home from work, would change into new clothes in the garage, would shower before I even like talked to anybody in my house. And then after I got all new clothes on, I would go and pick up Max and feed him. So I had so much guilt and shame because I didn't notice this happening in my own child. And it took me over a month even then to get the courage to start formula. I thought maybe we could do solids and then things would get better and we wouldn't have to worry about formula. Well, yes, that was a little bit true, but then it also we really needed to do formula. My milk supply was just not cutting it, no matter how many cookies I ate and how many pills I took and how many increase I was pumping every 2 hours around the clock, including in the middle of the night, and just driving myself to this point where my mental health was suffering because I was trying to get my milk supply to a place that I wanted it to be. So it took me months to be able to start formula. And then I had all these weird feelings when I was actually giving him the bottle and I'm like, please reject it, please reject it. But I'm like, I know rationally I want him to take it, but then emotionally I just want him to want his mom and I want to be able to provide for my baby what I think that he needs. So it is just very, very difficult. And I think that a lot of moms can relate to these feelings when needing to use formula. So fast forward a couple months and I finally was able to feel good about feeding Max. He was gaining weight. He was taking a bottle great. I could breastfeed him and give him a bottle, and I didn't have to worry about how many calories he was getting. He was getting the nutrients that he needed along with solid foods. And I could actually enjoy feeding him. I wasn't counting his suck and swallow patterns, right? And wondering how much is he getting. So I felt such relief when I started combo feeding. And during this time, I realized there are no resources for parents who are combo feeding. And there are very, very few resources for parents who are even formula feeding. And the only stuff that I really know about formula feeding is because of the formula companies that I talk to. I just felt that this was wrong. I wondered, like, why is nobody talking about combo feeding? I hear parents doing it in clinic all the time, but why is nobody talking about it? I wondered why the moms in the Facebook groups warned me about the dangers of formula feeding, why they made me feel so bad. And a lot of that was internalized, like thinking that I was doing something wrong with my baby. And I wondered why we have lactation counselors, but we don't have any formula consultants. Like, shouldn't moms get the support that they need throughout the entire first year, no matter where their feeding journeys take them? These were all things that were circling through my mind. And then when starting Solids, I felt this feeling like on social media, I see that we're taught that we have to do baby-led weaning or else our babies are going to be picky eaters. But in clinic, it was a completely different story. But in pandemic life, I was being inundated with all the social media saying, this is what you have to do to be a good mom. This is what you have to do what's best for your baby. And it just created this huge internal dilemma. So that's why Baby Feeding Coach was born. I knew from that time that I was going to dedicate my life toward helping moms feel good about feeding their babies, feeding without guilt and feeding without shame. And from my social media account, I was able to start offering formula and combo feeding consults and create digital courses about starting solids so other parents can be empowered to find a way of feeding their baby that they feel good about. I realized the power of education and how much better it can help parents feel. So while social media has been really great for me, I heard this like loud and clear sign that I can provide even more support to moms who are on the go and who are super busy and who maybe they don't have a lot of time, nor do they really want to spend a lot of time scrolling. I feel like during the pandemic, we needed that kind of connection because we weren't getting it out in our social lives anymore. But now we're busy, we're on the go. And that's why I created the Baby Foods for Busy Mom podcast. So what you can expect with the podcast is judgment-free education on breastfeeding and formula feeding and purees and family meals so you can feel good about feeding your baby from 0 to 2-ish years, really even on. But there are going to be different topics from your baby's birth, sometimes even prenatally, up to these toddler feeding expectations. So it kind of touches me where I am because I have a 10.5-month-old and then I have a 4-year-old who's dealing with a lot of these picky eating things. So you'll hear a lot of real life experiences from me. I want you to expect expert interviews from licensed professionals about once or twice per month and then solo episodes with me where I teach you all of these tangible tools that you can put to work right after you listen and help build your confidence while feeding your baby. I like to normalize everything. So the things that are kind of the taboo things that maybe aren't what you're hearing on social media or that other people might put down, but you are feeling like, hey, this is something I want to learn more about. We'll talk about that stuff. And I expect every episode to be pretty short. So I want you to be able to listen easily while you are commuting, while you are cleaning, while you're making your baby's food, or while you're in a pickup line, just anything to help these little like bite-sized, I'd like to say nuggets. Nuggets sound a little weird. Bite-sized pieces of information that can help you feel good about feeding your baby. So expect episodes to be somewhere between 15 and 30 minutes. I expect the interviews to be a little bit longer. And as of now, the episodes are going to be released weekly on Tuesdays. I want to make sure you hit subscribe so you will be able to listen week by week. And remember, and this podcast is made possible by an amazing community of moms who support other moms. So I'm hoping to attract the people that are the ones that lift each other up. Like, I always very much resonate with the moms supporting moms movement. So that's what I'm here for you. And I hope that you can be there for other moms by telling them about my podcast, encouraging them when they're having feeding struggles, lifting them up and providing no judgment, listening instead of offering advice. These are all pretty hard things to do, but I think it's something that every mom wants. So if you're looking to contact me or if you're looking to find more information about me, again, my name is Erin Moore. I am on Instagram at Baby Food for Busy Moms. And you can find my website at www.babyfoodforbusymoms.com. I have digital courses, one-on-one consults, and different free guides to help you throughout your baby's feeding journey. I can't wait to help you decrease any feelings of guilt or anxiety while feeding your babies or toddlers. And I'm so excited to go on this journey with you. Happy eating. Hey, mama. I hope you love this bite-sized episode. This podcast is powered by your reviews, ratings, and shares. It helps other mamas find the show so they can finally feel good about feeding their baby just like you do. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Need personalized feeding help for your baby's unique situation? Let's work together with a one-on-one consult. I can't wait to meet you. Until then, happy eating.